Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
You know, I'm incredibly intrigued by this man I've read and heard so much about. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to meet him because he passed away at a very young age. I've seen his photographs on auto rickshaws here in Bangalore. I happened to speak to his wife, Arundhati Nag. That face you would have seen in so many commercials, so many films. She's a national awarded actor. In fact, the movie she picked up a national award for, to give you an example, you've seen Pa, Vidya Balan's mum, that gorgeous face who runs Rangashankara. And did I mention she has a Padma Shri? Now, I'm going to play you a little bit of what she had to say about Shankar Nag. And it was so endearing. You know, when she was chatting me up, she told me, I used to call him Dost. So she'd say, Dost, you'll hear it. Take a listen. And tell me, which is that very, very popular sawal main iske baad poochungi. Just keep listening.
If you are 35 years old and you are Shankar Nag, you are successful. You have seen such success at such a young age and you're not a greedy man, then you can do wonders for this country. You know, when he went to London with Bommai, who became the chief minister after Hegde, he spent his own money and he flew out to London. And I said to him, I said, Dost, do you have too much money? Why are you spending your own money and going? So he said, you know, I earned my fame in this city and this state. And by buying an air ticket for myself and going and putting the chief minister of the state in touch with the powers that be, if I can get a railway for my city and my state, I will only have paid back a part of what I got. And he was a boy who was from a lower middle class family. When I met him, he was working in Bank of India in the Bullion Exchange branch as a clerk and studying in Lala Lajpat Rai College.
Was he a handsome boy?
No.
No?
Shankar was not what you would call good looking, but he had a very feline physical presence and he was a good stage actor. Well, what drew me to him must have been the fact that in a crowd of many, many rich friends, sons of industrialists, I had this one boy who was doing crosswords and reading Dostoevsky and working in a bank, earning 600 rupees a month, and studying. So he was a rare combination, and I had to get attracted to him.
You know, she said that the auto guys refused to take money from her. Every time she sat in an auto, the auto guys would refuse to take money from her. Now, Shankar Nag directed one of the most popular TV shows ever. And the name of the TV show had two areas in Bangalore put together. Which show am I talking about? 9880935935 par bata do. Considering she's a theatre artist, aapko ek theatre show ke liye bhejungi. Evam Stand Up Tamasha, which presents Fizz Out. It's got intellectual jokes, it's got puns, it's got a lot for you to chew on. It's due this 19th November, 1 PM at Vapor, Indira Nagar. You can book your tickets online, magar jeet sakte ho to jeet lo. 9880935935 par sahi jawab bhej ke. I so upset, yeah.
This hello,
this hello of yours is like, huh? You were supposed to call me. You've called me. Hi.
Yeah. I know. I was expecting your call.
What's your name?
My name is Manish.
The question was on. You sent me the answer.
See, as soon as you took Arundhati Nag's name, no, I came to know that you are talking about Mr. Shankar Nag, and it is going to be a popular series of Malgudi Days written by. You had given everything on the first hand only, no?
God, I'm going to have to get sharper with this. Tell me, Malgudi Days ka jo naam hai, it's two areas in Bangalore put together. Think about it. Malgudi.
No idea for me because I am very new to Bangalore.
Aap rehte kahan pe? Where do you work? Where do you stay?
I live in Arkare. And I work on Murgeshwalya.
So this is Malleshwaram and Baswangudi put together, Malgudi.
Baswangudi, I remember.
Yeah, congratulations. You're off to Evam's stand-up tamasha. It's called Fizz Out. And it's an intellectual comedy. I think you'll enjoy it this 19th November, 1 PM at Vapor, Indira Nagar.
Yeah.
It's Shankar Nag's 62nd birth anniversary, and in fact, his birthday today is also celebrated as Auto Day. Interesting story, because my producer Mayur loves Shankar Nag. He says, Disha, he proposed to Arundhati Nag on the 7th of November, and he said that either we'll get married on my birthday or your birthday. Her birthday was mid next year, so he said, nahi, fatafat karna padega. And he got married in a day and a half today. So today is his birth anniversary and his wedding anniversary. He picked up a national award for a Marathi film. You know, he played the harmonica, tabla, flute. And agar aap auto pe nazar dale abhi idhar udhar, you might see his face.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. Disha.